are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by ProncPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. This is the Monday edition. Well, the president Sunday morning gave a press conference, and it was an important announcement. The death of the Islamic State leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. That's good news for the entire world, because he was encouraging people worldwide, if they couldn't join ISIS in Syria or Iraq, to commit acts of terrorism in their country, wherever they're from. And that's exactly what happened. There have been over 100 terrorist attacks in, I believe, almost 30 nations, including the United States, Europe. So hopefully those numbers will go down. I think the glow or the attraction of the Islamic State is waning quickly. Now, do I think it's destroyed? No, I absolutely do not think it's destroyed. But it has, the caliphate doesn't exist anymore. But you still have prisoners, several thousand of them, over 10,000 of them. And then you have their wives and children that are future Islamic State members. So they might definitely rise again, not only in Syria and Iraq, but around the world. So the fight against terrorism is certainly not over. Oh, this is definitely an achievement that I think the United States, its people, and its military can take some pride in. What I want to do is play some of President Trump's announcement, in case you missed
it. Last night, the United States brought the world's number one terrorist leader to justice. Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is dead. He was the founder and leader of ISIS, the most ruthless and violent terror organization anywhere in the world. The United States has been searching for Baghdadi for many years. Capturing or killing Baghdadi has been the top national security priority of my administration. U.S. Special Operations Forces executed a dangerous and daring nighttime raid in northwestern Syria and accomplished their mission in grand style. The U.S. personnel were incredible. I got to watch much of it. No personnel were lost in the operation, while a large number of Baghdadi's fighters and companions were killed with him. He died after running into a dead-end tunnel, whimpering and crying and screaming all the way. The compound had been cleared by this time, with people either surrendering or being shot and killed. 11 young children were moved out of the house and are uninjured. The only ones remaining were Baghdadi in the tunnel, and he had dragged three of his young children with him. They were led to certain death. He reached the end of the tunnel as our dogs chased him down. He ignited his vest, killing himself and the three children. His body was mutilated by the blast. The tunnel had caved in on it, in addition. But test results gave certain, immediate, and totally positive identification. It was him. The thug who tried so hard to intimidate others spent his last moments in utter fear, in total panic and dread, terrified of the American forces bearing down on him. We were in the compound for approximately 2 hours, and after the mission was accomplished, we took highly sensitive material and information from the raid, much having to do with ISIS, origins, future plans, things that we very much want. Baghdadi's demise demonstrates America's relentless pursuit of terrorist leaders and our commitment to the enduring and total defeat of ISIS and other terrorist organizations. Our reach is very long. As you know, last month we announced that we recently killed Hamza bin Laden, the very violent son of Osama bin Laden, who was saying very bad things about people, about our country, about the world. He was the heir apparent to al-Qaeda, terrorists who oppress and murder innocent people should never sleep soundly, knowing that we will completely destroy them. These savage monsters will not escape their fate, and they will not escape the final judgment of God. Baghdadi has been on the run for many years, long before I took office. But in my direction, as Commander-in-Chief of the United States, we obliterated his caliphate 100% in March of this year. Today's events are another reminder that we will continue to pursue the remaining ISIS terrorists to their brutal end. That also goes for other terrorist organizations. They are likewise in our sights. Baghdadi and the losers who worked for him, and losers they are, they had no idea what they were getting into. In some cases, they were very frightened puppies. In other cases, they were hardcore killers. But they killed many, many people. Their murder of innocent Americans, James Foley, Stephen Sotloff, Peter Kasich, and Kayla Mueller were especially heinous. The shocking publicized murder of Jordanian pilot, a wonderful young man, spoke to the king of Jordan. They all knew him. They all loved him. He was burned alive in a cage for all to see on the execution of Christians in Libya and Egypt, as well as the genocidal mass murder of Yazidis, rank ISIS among the most depraved organizations in the history of our world. The forced religious conversions, the orange suits prior to so many beheadings, all of which were openly displayed for the world to see. This was all that Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, this is what he wanted. This is what he was proud of. He was a sick and depraved man, and now he's gone. Baghdadi was vicious and violent, and he died in a vicious and violent way as a coward, running and crying. This raid was impeccable and could only have taken place with the acknowledgement and help of certain other nations and people. I want to thank the nations of Russia, Turkey, Syria, and Iraq, And I also want to thank the Syrian Kurds for certain support they were able to give us. This was a very, very dangerous mission. Thank you as well to the great intelligence professionals who helped make this very successful journey possible. I want to thank the soldiers and sailors, airmen and Marines involved in last night's operation. You are the very best there is anywhere in the world. No matter where you go, there is nobody even close. I want to thank General Mark Milley and our Joint Chiefs of Staff. And I also want to thank our professionals who work in other agencies of the United States government and were critical to the mission's unbelievable success. Last night was a great night for the United States and for the world. A brutal killer, one who has caused so much hardship and death, has violently been eliminated. He will never again harm another innocent man, woman, or child. He died like a dog. He died like a coward. The world is now a much safer place. God bless America. Thank you. Any questions?
When did you first hear about that this was an operation that's going to get started?
We've had him under surveillance for a couple of weeks.
Well, that was a statement. He took some questions. I'm not going to play the questions, but I think America should celebrate as well as those countries that have suffered terrorist attacks, largely initiated by the Islamic State through its encouragement of people sympathetic to their cause if they couldn't come to Syria and Iraq to do it in the countries where they live. And then Donald Trump went to the World Series game and was booed. Am I surprised? No. It's Washington, D.C. It's largely a democratic city. Big governments. The new American empire is Washington, D.C., is its Rome. And the arrogance of the political elite is they're still going to try to impeach him. I think President Trump, deep down, wants that. I want it because I think the Democrats are making a big mistake. Because they don't have the American people on this one. And they're only, if they go through with it, and I think there's every indication they will go through with it, the American people won't back them. And then come the election next November, whoever the Democratic candidate is, and I'll spend a few minutes on that, is going to lose, not in a close election, but in a landslide victory along the lines of Ronald Reagan in 1980. What I have asked, show me the crime and show me the evidence. They haven't shown me a crime and they haven't shown on the evidence. Instead, they conduct their hearings behind closed doors. And they seem to forget Donald Trump was elected president. And he got the support of over 60 million people. I think next time it could be as high as 70 million. And if that's the case, he'll win by a landslide. So I dare him. Please, please impeach him. The trouble that the Democrats face is they have to keep it in secret because once they have to go public, in other words, have the vote, not a resolution, but a vote on articles of impeachment. That's what you need. Articles of impeachment. What are the crimes? Be specific. They have to go in writing, in the public, and at that point, it has to be a fair process. It'll be televised. And what will happen? Oh, I think they have the votes in the sense that if the Democrats want to vote for this, but I think many of them, I would say upwards of 30, maybe as high as 50, will lose because the people in their districts will see that this is uncalled for. They're sore losers. Americans don't appreciate sore losers, and that's what this smacks of. So I expect through November, we'll have talk of impeachment, but ultimately, if it gets to the Senate, oh, they'll hear it and then vote against it. In other words, he'll be found innocent, not guilty of committing impeachable acts. And then the Democrats will have been on a record with this nonsense. Now, I've said I'm not a Democrat or Republican. So if you have the evidence, ladies and gentlemen, present it. Because once you do, it better be convincing. I don't think they have anything. I really don't. I really think it's a big zero. In other words, Adam Schiff has been lying, as have many of the Democrats. And the reason why President Trump is mad about it, he feels he has been falsely accused. And after 2 years of an investigation, Mueller came up with nothing. They had nothing to go on in the beginning, nothing to go on with the Mueller, first the FBI investigation and the Mueller investigation. It should never have been started. The Democratic Party has no one to blame but themselves. They're the ones that got manufactured dirt, the Christopher Steele dossier that was used to illegally obtain a warrant to surveil the Trump campaign, starting with Carter Page and other people that he interacted with. They had nothing, and they knew it. They didn't follow Department of Justice or FBI procedures. They didn't verify the information, and they actually try to frame Donald Trump, and all this will come out. If you ask me what it's about, why they're having to do this, why they're panicking, they know that the biggest political scandal in the United States history is about to break. It's not that Americans already know many of the details, not all of them, but many of the details, whether big lie media, the television networks, ABC, CBS, NBC, publishes the details, it's not the or broadcasts the details. Other people listen to talk radio, listen to various Fox shows, most notably Sean Hannity's show, and they already know most of the details. They know this was an attempt to get dirt, leverage on Donald Trump. It failed to get any dirt, and then when they lost the election, and that's what really surprised them. You see, they were so arrogant and so sure that Hillary Clinton was going to win that they committed criminal acts themselves. Now, we can't go back and impeach Barack Obama, but he authorized this, and that is going to come out. He is the gorilla in the room, because this goes right back to the Oval Office when Barack Obama was in it. He had to authorize it, and he had to be in the loop. You don't get high-level government officials, the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, her deputy, Sally Yates, the FBI Director, James Comey, his deputy, Andrew McCabe, and the people that work for him, first get Hillary Clinton exonerated, or out from under is a better way to say it. They rigged it so Hillary Clinton could get the nomination. She had to be out from under an FBI investigation, not one, but two, and that's what James Comey did, and the fact that President Obama didn't fire him on the spot tells me he that's exactly what Barack Obama wanted. Now, I know there's no love between the Obamas and the Clintons. As a matter of fact, they can't stand each other. But even Barack Obama could see the writing on the wall that Hillary was the person in the best position to continue his policies. Well, he was wrong about that because Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton. She was a terrible candidate. She wasn't liked, and it all came crashing down on Election Day. She was rejected by the people. Now, I know people are going to say, and they do, well, she won the popular vote. Doesn't matter if you win the popular vote. That's not how you get elected president. The states, through their electors, determine who's going to be president. You need 270 Electoral College votes. Donald Trump got 306. Actually, 304 voted for him. He won by a significant margin. And he won because he was right on several important issues, the biggest one being immigration, the illegal alien invasion of this country that vast majorities of the American people want stopped and rolled back. And neither Republicans like George Bush nor Democrats like Barack Obama would listen to the American people. That's why Donald Trump beat 16 Republicans, and then beat Hillary Clinton. He was right on the issues. He had a message that resonated with the American people. And because of that, he's president today. You see, if you're going to run for president, what do you need? First, you need money. Who had, I think, upwards of $1 billion, $1,000 million? Who had that money? And who had more money than Trump? It was the Hillary Clinton campaign. She had the money. She had an organization. She had a message, but that's the problem. The message didn't resonate. And what I mean by that, if Hillary Clinton had said that I'm not for open borders, I'm for deporting and removing illegal aliens, she could have won, but she didn't. And because she didn't, she lost. See, that's what amazes me, that the Democrats in the Obama administration switch. They plan to hopefully control this country as a single party for decades. The only way they can do that is to give citizenship to illegal aliens. And that's what they want to do. That's why all the candidates in 2020 that are running for president as Democrats are for open borders. That's a code word. You got to be able to decipher it. Is we want to give all the illegal aliens that are here and those that are coming in the future citizenship. Well, that's rewarding people committing serious crimes, breaking into the country, buying documents, fraudulent documents, and then working here without having legal status as a felony, buying documents such as driver's license, social security cards, other identification, so you can seek employment is a felony. And if you come here more than once illegally, the second time it's a felony. So we have anywhere from 30 to 60 million illegal aliens that are here, and they're still coming. Every day I'm on the air, they're coming. It hasn't stopped. The wall has not been built. To have a wall, you need at least an additional 1,500 miles, and we don't have that. The U.S.-Mexican border is approximately 2,000 miles long. A little over 1,200 miles is the Mexican-Texas border along the Rio Grande, and people every day are crossing or swimming across that river into the United States. And they come every day. Now, are some captured? Yes, some are captured or detained. Apprehended is the statistical category. But what you never see is how many got away. So because the American people, by large majorities, I'm saying three-fourths to maybe as high as 4 out of 5 voters, want this stopped and want it not only stopped, they want it rolled back. And the Democratic Party, all their candidates are for open borders. Trump is going to run on this again. Give me another 4 years and I'll complete the border barrier. If he says that alone, he should win. And he should have a video showing mile after mile. Well, you combine that with a growing economy, low unemployment, a cut in taxes, drastic cuts in regulation. He's going to win. And he has the presidency. It doesn't matter if you don't like him or you don't like his style. He has about 45% of the American electorate, people that vote right now. And I would say by Election Day, given what the Democrats are doing, they're setting themselves up for a big defeat. So I'm clapping. I'm applauding. Please, please, please. Impeach Trump? See, impeachment is not conviction. Impeachment is the equivalent of an indictment in a criminal case. This is not a criminal case. It's a political case, and they haven't made the case. If it were a criminal case, it would never go to a courtroom. They can't prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Donald Trump has committed any felonies. So all they have, and I'm not minimizing it, you have big lie media that 24/7 tells us how bad Donald Trump is. Well, I have news for big lie media. People are not listening to you. You don't have the power that you maybe had 30 years ago. They don't trust you because you've lied to them. Once you're a politician or once you're not trusted anymore because you've lied to people, you're not going to get their vote. They're not going to watch and they're not going to buy your papers. They're not going to listen. So continue. All you're doing is convincing a lot of people that Donald Trump is the person that they're going to vote for, even if they don't care for his style. I don't care for his style. I frankly don't trust him. I'm not going to vote for either party. However, if it looks like it's anywhere near close, I'll vote for Trump. Now, Trump has his weaknesses. And if you're a regular listener to the show, you know what? I think last show I went over them. So you'd think the Democrats maybe could point that out. No, they can't point it out. What's his weakness? He hasn't had a balanced budget. Who controls the House? Oh, the Democrats do. They could have balanced the budget. They didn't. They don't want to balance the budget. Are you kidding me? So they can't really attack him there because they're responsible for what the total appropriations are, the money that Congress wants to spend. And I spent all the last show going over the fact that we had a $984 billion, and that's a lot of money, very close to $1 trillion. We're back to where Obama was in 2009, 10, 11. His was over $1,400 billion, $1,300 billion, slightly under $1,300 billion. So we're going back to trillion-dollar deficits. Obama had and did use the excuse, well, don't blame me, it was the Bush administration. But who passed all that? The Democrats did. They control the House and the Senate. So for now, for the foreseeable future, all you're going to hear is impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. And people will be listening for, okay, explain that to me. Why do you want to impeach him? What exactly were his high crimes and misdemeanors? Be specific. I don't want opinions. I want to know the charges. In other words, what are the articles of impeachment and what is your evidence? Oh, you can make up charges just like Hillary Clinton's campaign paid first their law firm, who paid Fusion GPS, who paid a foreign intelligence, former foreign intelligence officer, Christopher Steele, and he in turn paid Russians for rumors. Anything that would cast Donald Trump in a bad light. They were looking for dirt, what's called in the intelligence community leverage. They didn't find any. They dressed all this up as a dossier. It's far from it. At best, it's raw intelligence, but it's worse than raw intelligence because it's really disinformation. You can't confirm any of it. It's useless. Even Christopher Steele said, I don't know if it's true or not. There's no way to prove it either way. And that was used in a courtroom in the United States to invade the privacy of the American people. See, the American people and many tens of millions of American people know what's going on. If they could do this to Donald Trump and the people in his campaign, they can do it to all Americans. This is a direct assault on the privacy of the American people. What they did is illegal. And some of these people that were involved in it are going to be prosecuted, and hopefully a jury will convict them and send them to prison. And I mean high government officials, FBI directors, deputy directors, attorney general, deputy attorney general, and yes, people working in the White House for Obama. And I'm hopeful Barack Obama will be indicted because he has his hands all over this. He had to give the okay. So I'm laughing. This is really all this impeachment is a big distraction. They don't want you aware of what's coming. Well, I made you aware of what's coming. In November, we should finally, first it was September, then it was October. We've been told that the Inspector General, Department of Justice, Inspector General report on the FISA application, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act Court report is coming out, and they can only talk to people that are still in the administration. They can make criminal referrals, but it's going to be U.S. Attorney John Durham who will impanel a grand jury. He has subpoena power and will indict those where there's more than enough credible evidence to get someone proved guilty, and that's going to happen. It's going to happen through, it'll start with the Inspector General report, either November or December, and then next year, hopefully, I would say by March, we'll start to see the indictments. And they'll be in the news every month. And as the American people, out of repetition, become knowledgeable of what the Obama administration did and the fact that they could do it to you and me, the American people are going to be very, very upset. And they're going to be in no mood to vote for any Democratic candidate. They violated your trust. They violated their own oath of office, and they engaged in criminal activity. They knew it was criminal activity. Most of these people are attorneys. They knew they were doing wrong, but they thought they would never get caught because Hillary Clinton was going to win and all of this would be swept under the rug. That's why you're hearing impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. Make my day. Keep saying it. Keep doing it because this is going to hit you like a 10-ton truck. And that's why the Democratic Party is in panic mode. This will do severe, lasting damage to the Democratic Party. And many people have already left, both the Democrat and Republican Party. But after this, many, many more will leave the Democratic Party. They have lost the confidence of their own voter base, and that's who they're really afraid of. And when their own voter base sees what most of these nominees are for, they'll want no part of socialism, and that's what they are. So I hope the Democrats don't break this promise. They could. Eventually, they're going to wake up to the fact that this is a real stupid thing to do. Right now, they're trying to dominate the news. And to a certain extent, they are. But there's no way the networks are going to have to report on the news as people get indicted. Now, just because someone is indicted doesn't mean they're guilty. What it does mean is the Department of Justice believes it has enough evidence that not only can get an indictment, but it can get a conviction in a federal court. And they have a very high rate of getting convictions. It's over 80%. So if they're going to the trouble to indict you, it's most likely there's the evidence is there and they will win. The odds are in their favor because they can pressure people and will pressure people to tell me what, if you don't want to go to jail, you don't want to spend a lot of your life savings on attorney fees, and most of these people can't afford it, then you better give up. Tell us what you know and what your boss knew, and maybe if you're nice and cooperative and give us all the details and we can verify it, we won't go after you, but we will go after your boss, whether it's a deputy director, a director, secretary, or attorney general, or CIA director. They're coming to take them away, and you don't want to be the guy that is the fall guy. So people are going to be changing their stories because they don't want to go to prison. Don't want to spend 10, 15, 20 years in prison, be fined for the actions that they engaged in when they were in the Obama administration. I have no doubts that this will end up the most significant political scandal in United States history. And the reason is the number of high government officials that were involved. We're talking cabinet positions, heads of departments or agencies, and the fact that it also involved, there's a dimension to this, the CIA was involved in getting other intelligence agencies in the United Kingdom, Italy, Australia, and a few other nations to try to get dig up any type of negative information on Donald Trump. Their problem was they didn't have any. You can't convict someone if he didn't commit the crime. Now, I want to say something. District attorneys and U.S. attorneys, you have some corrupt prosecutors. I'm not saying innocent people have not been convicted. They have been. But if they were doing the right thing, they shouldn't have been. And Donald Trump has the money to make sure he has a great defense. So I feel very confident that Donald Trump is not going to be found guilty by the Senate that is controlled by Republicans. They're not going to find him guilty. Remember, the entire House and a third of the Senate are up for re-election. And many Republicans are very, very mad at what the Democratic Party did. They crossed a very bright red line. Now, this was a bright red line that Barack Obama wanted to cross. And it was all an attempt to make sure, guarantee the knockout punch that Hillary Clinton would win. Well, when you cheat, that's what we're talking about. These people cheated, broke their own oath of office, betrayed their oath of office, and they deserve what they get. Now, they can lie, and they are lying about what they did. But where's the evidence that Donald Trump conspired with the Russians? There isn't any. Ladies and gentlemen, if there were hard evidence that Donald Trump conspired with the Russians, you would have known it by now. You would have known it in October of 2016. They had nothing. I think President Obama finally concluded there's nothing here. Now, let me make clear, I'm not saying the Russians didn't try to interfere in our elections, but they've been doing that ever since the Soviet Union came into existence during World War I. And even though we don't have a Soviet Union anymore, the Russians do it. And it's not just the United States. The United States does it. Barack Obama did it in Israel. That's what nations do. There's rivalry. They go after their opponents using whatever means possible. And that's what they did. But that's far from saying that Donald Trump was in cahoots with the Russians. He wasn't. Because if he was, you would have given us the evidence by now. See, that's what's really the nub of the problem. They don't have any evidence. That's why they're now desperately trying to say Donald Trump did something wrong with the Ukrainians. No, he didn't. If you don't believe me, read the transcript of the conversation. Talk to the people that were in the conversation. They can't seem to get through their thick heads. Whether you like it or not, Donald Trump was elected president, and Donald Trump is president of the United States. He has responsibilities, and he has to talk to the leaders of the world. And yes, he has a responsibility to stop corruption, not only in the United States, but should U.S. citizens such as Joe Biden be, and his son, what were they doing in the Ukraine? You see, the Ukraine is a very corrupt country. And in 2016, the Ukrainian government, not the one that we have now, but the one in power then, was helping who? The Democratic Party, to smear Donald Trump. So I applaud the efforts of the Democrats to impeach Donald Trump, because it will lead to their loss of the House, the Senate, and the presidency come 2020. Now, there's been a lot of polls recently. Is Joe Biden still the front runner? Well, apparently he is. And some polls I'm suspicious of. But the person that really has gained the most so far is Elizabeth Warren. She's in number two. Number three is Bernie Sanders. So everyone is out to get Joe Biden. And I think as these primaries approach, the people in the race that are trying to take him out are going to give their best efforts to let's get Joe out of the race. They need to, because Joe has the money, the establishment money. Now, he's not getting much money now. The Democratic Party is getting very, very nervous that most likely Elizabeth Warren, or worse yet, Bernie Sanders, is going to win. And the Democratic establishment doesn't want either one of them to win. Now, I'm not saying, and let me make clear, they're a large portion of the Democratic voter base that wants both of these candidates and doesn't want Joe Biden. And media, the newspapers, the television networks are going to take sides. Some are going to be definitely, they're in for Joe Biden. Others will be in it for Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders. And if Hillary Clinton thinks there's an opportunity for her to jump in, I think she will at some point. I don't know when. But if the party is so divided that no one can really get the nomination, remember, you're going to have to get one vote more than 50%. So Joe Biden is going to be up and down. I would not pay much attention to the polls. That's exactly what's going to happen. Some polls will be up. Some polls, they'll be down. The key is he has to start winning the debates. Ties are not good enough, because if he doesn't start winning the debates, he's not going to win the primaries. So it's up to Joe Biden whether he wins or loses. It's Joe Biden's to lose, and I think he's going to lose. And I think right now, at this point in time, I think the best candidate would be, or the West, let me say that a little different. The one that probably has the best shot and has some momentum is Elizabeth Warren. But that's going to change day by day. Part of Joe Biden's problem is he has unique ability to put his foot in his mouth. He misspeaks a lot. That's his number one. Every time he runs, he puts his own foot in his mouth, and that takes him out. In other words, he has unique ability to take himself out. This time he has an additional liability, and that is his son, Hunter Biden. That just smells to high heaven. It looks like, smells like corruption. And that's what perception is reality, and that's what the voters will say. The only reason Hunter Biden got $83,000 a month for 5 years is because his last name is Biden. And at the time they hired him, Joe Biden, this is in 2014, Joe Biden was vice president of the United States, and he was put in charge of the Ukraine portfolio, if you will. So Burisma, the natural gas company, appointed him and a friend of his to the board of directors and paid him quite well. And now we learn that Hunter Biden is going to resign from that. Well, I think he had to. I think he had no choice. And then you have baggage in terms of the Chinese. I'm not going to get into it, other than the Chinese gave him the money, the same reason the Ukrainians gave the money. It's influence. You don't give someone $1.5 billion to invest that has no experience in investment and in portfolio management. And that's the situation with Hunter Biden. The only reason he got it is his last name was Biden. And they, at least at that point in time, 2014, it looked like that Joe Biden would run for president. Keep that in mind. This started, well, the Ukraine thing started in 2014. But the Chinese bank that gave him this money to invest Biden again was still vice president, went on a trip to China, brought his son along, and when they left, Hunter Biden had a nice business arrangement. And remember, when you're managing money, you get paid a management fee. So the bigger the fund, the more the fee. Now, the fees are small, but that's still millions of dollars, folks. Compare that with the expertise of many of our large investment bankers. So that all is going to come out. And who's going to bring it out? Yes, the other candidates, including Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders. The only one that has a outs, I really think is a long shot, and I don't think he's going to get it, is Mayor Pete. But he is more, in my mind, a potential vice president candidate to get the youth vote. But he is articulate. He thinks before he talks. But he's not, in my mind, one of the three that ultimately might get the presidential nomination for the Democratic Party. And don't forget Hillary Clinton. She's just hovering, waiting for the opportunity to strike. I think she's going to stay out of the primaries, though. I think if she does enter the race, it's more with a deadlock, a totally deadlocked convention. And that could very well happen. If Biden doesn't clearly get over, well, he needs over 50%. But if he can't get above 40%, and let's say Sanders and Warren together have 50%, Biden's not going to get it. So these will be the stories for the next really year. Who's going to get the nomination? Who's going to get elected president? I don't think any of them can beat Donald Trump. I think they're dreaming, thinking they can. Now, they got to say it. Oh, I can beat him. The polls show I can beat him. Well, the polls guarantee that Hillary Clinton was going to be the next president. Well, polls are not votes. Always keep that in mind. The only count that counts is at the voter ballot box come election day. Thank you for listening. And now, America the Beautiful.
My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College.
You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com. and KDUX Web Radio.wordpress.com.